Hi guys, it's Simple J. It's just here with another episode for you guys. I'm back. I know I've been away for a little bit, but I had some things I needed to take care of. So I'm hoping you guys will forgive me and just know I still love you guys so much. If you're a first time listener, thank you for streaming and listening to this little engine that could podcast of mine. If you're a returning listener, you know your family. I love you guys so much, and I'm sending you all a big virtual hug to say thank you for the support, for the love. I appreciate each and every one of y'all so, so much. So today's podcast is going to be centered on preparing for the last days. What I mean by the last days, preparing for that inevitable time when we all have to transition into the next life, when it's time for us to say goodbye to this world as we know it, leave the earth, get buried. What am I saying? Podcast is going to be talking about death in the terms of preparing stuff and putting things in place for when that time comes. I feel that I've always been dropping gems and giving you guys ideas of things that you can be doing now so you guys can start generating income or even developing a plan so that not only you benefit long term, but you're also your family, be it your kids, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, dad, whatever it is. So now I want to drop gems on how to prepare for that time when we all have to transition, move on to the next life. So it's important, as I always tell you guys, to have a plan, put things in motion, get things done. So one thing I want to advise you guys is important, no matter how young you are, once you're an earner and you have an income and you have a family, whether you're a single person who has still, you know, lives with mom, dad, whatever it is, you're married, you have a couple kids, whatever it is, you want to put in place a life insurance. I know it sounds like, oh my God, why am I doing this at an early time? You're doing this because in the event that something happens, because things happen at such a fast rate, so quickly, you could be here tomorrow, to here today, gone tomorrow. You never know when it's your number. You never know when it's your time. So you want to have things in place so that your family has the ability to take care of all your final expenses, everything that's going to be needed. And you don't want to leave your family in any kind of debt. What if you've incurred debt? What happens is when you have this life insurance, and a quick note on life insurance, you have to keep making your premium payments every month. If it lapses for more than 30 days, you're going to be in default. And if something happens within that 30 days when it's lapsed and you haven't had a chance to get that corrected or handled, guess what? The insurance company isn't going to pay out, because guess what? In their eyes, there's no policy because you haven't made your payments. So keep up with your payments as best as you can, and try to get an insurance policy that fits within your budget. Don't get one that, oh my God, this is a lot of money and you can't afford it. If you could get a $200,000 policy, $300,000, and you end up paying like $20 or $30 a month, maybe even lower. So look into that. There are different places you can go to get insurance policies, but do your homework and make sure it's something that fits your budget. Now, let's get back on track. Getting a life insurance policy is important, because if something happens, God forbid, tomorrow, and you have some debt, that debt can be wiped out by the amount of policy, as well as you can help your family be okay moving forward. They're never going to be okay with you not being around. They would love to have you there, mind, body, and soul, but physically, you're not there, but moving forward, they'd be able to live their lives knowing that they won't be a struggle to take care of things or to take care of your responsibilities that are now left on them since your passing. So that's a good thing of having a life insurance policy. And what people don't understand is when you get a life insurance policy, it's like creating an estate. You're creating an estate and putting things in motion that in case anything happens, this is what you would have wanted done moving forward. Next thing you guys want to have done is have a durable power of attorney. A durable power of attorney basically is someone you elect that will take care of your financial and health needs in case you're incapacitated or your illness really takes you on and you can't make those decisions anymore. So when you're making a decision about who you want to be your durable power of attorney, you have to make sure it's somebody you can trust. You have to make sure it's somebody who you know is going to be responsible and who won't have an agenda like, okay, you're sick now, let's just write this person out, let me just get what I can get and keep it moving. It has to be somebody you know will exhaust every possible resource and every possible thing there is to make sure you're okay. They'll do everything till it gets to the point where they really have to like give in. So it has to be somebody who is going to have your best interest at heart. And in doing that, in having that durable power of attorney, you are going to also be putting in writing what you want to happen in case you get incapacitated. You're in the hospital. In that form or document, you're going to state that you don't want to be intubated. What I mean by intubated, you don't want to be on tubes. That is not how you want to live out the end of your days. So that will be noted also in that documentation. You don't want to be resuscitated. That's called a DNR. So that's also going to be noted. So if this is your wish, it will be noted and this person will carry that out on behalf of you when that time comes. So that's why it's important to have somebody. Some people have healthcare proxies, but sometimes they're limited in what they can do. So it's important that if you want to have all that stuff documented of things you want when you get to the point where, God forbid, there are instances where people, they have dementia, they have Alzheimer's, they have other illnesses that renders them helpless and they can't make decisions for themselves anymore. You need to have that in place. These are documentations that need to be signed, witnessed. So you have to get this done well before that time comes. You can get these through a lawyer. You can get these done through, you know, these legal websites, Legal Zoom, all those places. Do your research, but make sure you have this thing done and make sure the person you choose is someone you trust that will have your best interest at heart and isn't in it for the payout at the end and really doesn't care about you and what happens. Lastly, folks, when that time comes, if you don't have all of these before that I told you in place, it's always important to sit down with your loved ones every now and then, or maybe that one time, put it in writing. When the time comes, I want to be buried here. When the time comes, I need to be cremated because this is what I want. Put that in writing and have slots on a piece of paper where you sign, that person signs, and you have someone witness it. And it gets notarized. That's going to serve as something official, whereby that would be a guideline as to what will be carried out when that time comes. Because a lot of people are very hesitant, especially younger folks, about getting a life insurance policy as well as getting a durable power of attorney. Because most of us think we're immortal and think we'll live forever and ever. And what I want you guys to know is, no, we're not. I know some of these movies make us think we're invincible, but we're not. We're not only here for a set point in time, and that's determined by the man above. And we never know when it's going to be our time. So you want to put things in motion and put things in place. So when that time comes, everyone is clear of what you wanted, how you wanted things done, and where exactly you want to be buried, if you want to be cremated, and again, depending on your religion, how you want the process done. And plus, it gives you a chance to, even at the end, be in control of how things are done and how you, on your way out and transitioning it into the next life, how you are taken care of, per se. So I just wanted to drop these gems. Please, guys, no matter how young you think you are, old, or how you think you are 100% healthy now, everything's great, No one knows what is going to happen in the future. We are not predictors of what's going to happen in the next 5 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, a week, a month, a year from now. So I am just imploring you guys to just listen to these little ideas and try your best to have something in place for when that time comes. So not only your family members, your spouse, your extended family, friends know that this is what you wanted and this is how things need to be done for your transition into the next life. Okay, guys, I hope you guys get something from this. I'm hoping everyone is able to, start planning, start doing your due diligence and doing your research. If you're not sure what a durable power of attorney is, do some research. There's tons of information online. Ask around. If you're not sure what a healthcare proxy is, ask around. And if you're not sure where you can get good quality life insurance and how to go about it, ask around. There's tons of information online. There are different companies that have life insurance information. Do your research and make sure when you do these things, these are things are that work for you in terms of the life insurance. Make sure it's a life insurance policy with payments that fit your budget. You don't want to break the bank just to get this done. Okay, guys? And last but not least, as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.